So what about, then what about, if if that person became enlightened before you, then what happens? Then what happens with your karma? You know, do you experience karma or not? That person became enlightened already, you see. That person became enlightened before you, and no longer a sentient being, you know, doesn't have, you see, delusions, you know. So what happens? Do you experience the karma or not? So what do you say? What do you think? It is like that? Huh? What? Oh no, what is he saying that, you see, Buddha, the Buddha can be appeared, right? In the form that which gives harm. It's like that. Do you agree what she's saying? It is like that? Huh?
Can you repeat what she said because we did not hear it?
Yeah. What she's saying is that even that sentient being became enlightened. This is, you slave karma, you see. So that even that other sentient being became enlightened, so it can be appeared in the harm and in the form that gives harm. Right? Is it correct or not? Oh. Huh? In lower level. Being reborn. That yourself. No, here the question is the other being, you see. The question is the other being. What she's saying has meaning. Has meaning. That she's saying that has meaning. For if you relate to the you see Naraks, those you see other beings who give harm to you with the weapons, things like that, who give harm to you, you see. Now there's one question to that. That is meaning. That is meaning. Then those beings who harm to you, who harm to oneself, and by you see when one is born in the hell, those are not you know like that. In the Nara, you know, those are the beings who are given harm with wounds or weapons like that to oneself. Is that like dream? Is in the dream you see things, you know, giving harm to you, somebody giving harm to you. It is It is like that, or it's been given harm to you. In another, those beings giving harm to you, is that real being is giving harm to you, or is it like a dream? This is just a hallucinated, you see. It's just a hallucinated appearance. There's no actual being there, you know, but due to your hallucinated mind, you see somebody giving harm to you. But, anyway, you can check. So now So in your case, what is that, you know? Is the Buddha giving harm to you? Is the Buddha giving harm to you? So Buddhas appeared as sentient being, ordinary sentient being giving harm, right? Buddhas appeared as sentient being, right? Then Buddhas and Buddhas are giving harm.
I'm thinking
So Buddha appeared as an ordinary being, and he gives harm, right? Huh? That's the conclusion, no? That becomes the conclusion. Huh? He appeared. No, anybody, doesn't matter who may be, appears as an ordinary being. So Buddha appears as an ordinary being and gives harm to that sentient being. Huh? So. You think that? You think that? So is that correct? Correct thinking or not? Is that correct or not?
If my mind is not pure.
No. What do you think is correct or not? Is that correct? So Buddha doesn't give harm, right? Buddha doesn't manifest ordinary being. Buddha doesn't manifest sentient being. No, it doesn't matter. Things can be appeared. Things can be appeared, but not necessarily. Things can be appeared. For example, person who is paranoia, paranoid person, you see. Paranoid person. If there's anybody who is paranoid, if there's anybody who has paranoia, then can use that as an example. Anyway, so the anyway, you see, paranoia. This plant is also criticizing me. You know, plant or the goats. You know, dogs criticizing me or something. You see, even though there's no people in that house, even there's nobody in the house next room. You know, then you hear criticizing you. You hear the next person in the room criticizing you. Anyway, so the there's a person there. There's a person there. You know, he's not speaking. He's doing meditation. You know, in silence. But for you, it appears that person is criticizing you, talking all day long, talking about you. Something like that. So, however, so things can be appeared, because it's to do with your mind, the whole thing is to do with what appears is a complete to do. What appears is complete to do with one's mind. So therefore, you see, things can be appeared. Even though reality is not like that. So the good example is paranoia. So the Buddha appear, same Buddha, the. Similar, you see, the Hindus in India, you see, in Buddha, in their, you see, in their, in you see, in their, you see, in their, say, it's not that Buddha has a discriminating thought. You know, for other people who has devotion, you see, you show the aspect with the beams and, you see, with all the signs, 32 holy signs, 80 exemplifications, you see, showing all this quality holy signs of Buddha's holy body, and with the beams emitting, you see. Those who have devotion, showing this. Those who do not devotion, who criticize, then you show ordinary person, ordinary monk, you see, not having the one arm length, you see, the beam usually emitting from the what usual ordinary usual sin, this what they see is this, you know, one arm length beam emitting from this holy body. So those Hindu, the founder, is those who criticize, who try to harm Buddha or, you know, criticize Buddha, you see. So when they meet Buddha in the road, and so they see ordinary person, they see ordinary monk, just very simple, very ordinary monk. They don't see even the light, even the, you know, one arm length light, which are common other ordinary beings see, you see. So it's not that Buddha has a discriminating thought, you know, or you see, from or somebody who criticizes show bad aspect, you know, somebody who likes Buddha, there's devotion show, you know, the aspect of Buddha is not like that. It's not like that. For Buddha, because compassion, Buddha's holy mind is complete training in compassion, and for every sentient being, So because of that, there's no discriminating thought. You know, the, because of that, because of that, there's no discriminating thought. To help those who like Buddha, who has devotion, and to not help, and those who do not like Buddha, who hates Buddha. You see, from Buddha's side, there's no discriminating thought, because complete mind is completely in the compassion to every sentient being. Completely training and compassion. But you see, but it appears this way. Buddha appears this way. You see, being under the sentient beings being under the control of the karma, sentient beings being under the control of the karma. So, you see. Those who have pure karma, see pure. Those who have impure karma, see impure. You know, like that. So even that, the conclusion is even the sentient being became enlightened, but this person, he didn't do anything with his own karma imprint. So therefore, it is definite. As long as this person doesn't do anything with his mind, with the karma, so you see, when the conditions come together, when the time conditions come together, you see that appearance, production of that the karma, and that appearance, you see, experience, the person definitely experiences that. So, you see, while you're driving car in the road, somebody shoots with a gun, shoots you, shoot. So that time, the imprint that was left in the past, in the mental rhythm, conditions, time conditions came together. The imprint left by karma, it is actualized. That time it is actualized. So you see the appearance. So suddenly you see the appearance is a manner. The production of that karma. The result which is the appearance of somebody giving harm to you. It is actualized, it is projected by the imprint, you know, it is actualized. So suddenly, why this thing happened, you know, your mind is very relaxed, you know, you're going through, you're never expecting to happen such a problem, but suddenly, you see, this thing happened. Suddenly you meet some people, you beat. Suddenly you meet, you're walking in the road, and you see suddenly some people, you see, doesn't have to be a person that whom you knew yesterday or today or last, you see, in this life, you see, that you knew this life, not this, doesn't have to be. So suddenly while you're going on the road, suddenly somebody attack you, suddenly somebody beat you, you see. So suddenly, you see, yeah, so, the very various karma, so like this, you see, accumulated, left imprint the mind. So suddenly, you see, it becomes ready it becomes ready to experience, like the seed that is ready to bring its sprout, you know, like that. Suddenly it becomes ready to experience. So, you see, suddenly there's change in your appearance. So, you see, now I'm talking to you, you see, you're listening, what we see here is also appearance. You see, of karma. And how things appear here, you see now. It is same, and the question is what is in a pure appearance or impure appearance, you see. The pure karma, impure karma, otherwise it is same. So how we see each other, how we see each other is also production of our karma, you know, appearance of the karma. So you see, when you maintain karma, you should maintain like that. You see, relating, you should relate from this morning to tonight, this life, you know. So therefore, you see, all of a sudden, now, you see, while everything's very pleasant, comfortable, all of a sudden, house burned by fire. The place where one lives is a fire. You see, like that. So therefore, you see, conclusion is extremely important. Extremely important that always to attempt purification. Always, as long as you see, as long as that is karma to be experienced, it's always is important continuously to purify, to practice of purification. The solution for that, you know, to the strong, perfect purification with the four remedies. So otherwise, you can't predict what can happen in the life. You see what can happen after this minute, what can happen after this hour, what can happen tonight, what can happen tomorrow, what can happen with the next year. Cannot predict. You see, you can't say, you can't really say, I'm going to be always like this, healthy, you know, everything's okay. You see, it's hard to say. You cannot judge the future, you see, by the present situation. Success, you know. Due to present experience, you cannot use that as logic to prove the future. You know. It's going to be like that. So this point is very important when you mention karma. Can never say what's going to happen. Now, future, death, you know, after death. So, you see, even the nearest, you see, nearest after 1 hour, you see, after 1 minute, you see. Nearest from death, then you see after death, you know, all that. So you see, the person is very strong, healthy now, but suddenly, suddenly, you know. Right now, very healthy, strong, you know, you never expect, you know, something will happen. You know? You don't expect something will happen. But suddenly, you see, the person got some disease, you know, screaming, you see, bodies crawling, you know, bodies, couldn't stand, you see, crawling or how say, you know, because of pain, you see, could not, sit, you cannot relax. Oh, you see, suddenly, however, you see, all of a sudden, the next day, or this, you see, morning very healthy, strong, but evening time, by the time of afternoon, evening, the person is even a big change, you see, even with the physical body. Become something else, you know, completely become something else. Unrecognizable. Suddenly in the hospital, suddenly turned out in the hospital. Never expected this morning to be in the hospital, but by the time in the afternoon, you see, in the hospital. Life is in the hospital by the time in the afternoon. So like that, you know. So again, what Buddha says, subduing the mind is the teaching of the Buddha. So he said unique instruction. This become the very essential, the very essential instruction. Subdue one's mind. Few words. Subdue one's own mind. It's a only three words, but what it contains. What it contains is everything. Everything. All the wrong conceptions, you see. The total mistake towards the world's friend up to subtle dual view. However, you see, all the negative karmas, to purify all the negative karmas, it is contained there. And also to not create. By subduing one's mind, the one don't create negative karma again, you know? So the awareness, you see, so we should maintain like this, while you're eating, you see, practice awareness, as we discussed this morning, yesterday, you see, when you see beautiful flower, you see, remember, when you see beautiful flower, think, clean place. Think, this is a result of my practice. This appearance or this enjoyment is a result of good karma, practice of morality, by abandoning sexual misconduct. So you see, relate to each different karma, each different good. When you see good thing, when one experiences happiness, comfort, or when you eat food, you see, those things. Then practice morality, you see, not stealing, and however, you see, but having that enjoyment, you see. So you see, good, happiness, comfort, when you experience, you relate to your to good karma, you see, perhaps awareness. Then when you see something that you don't like, undesirable, you see, ugly or something, and then you see relate to the negative karma, those different negative karma, as mentioned in the Lambrum teachings. So this is the main meditation, main awareness, and you see, during these days, break time. So when you eat food, and you know, think like, you see, practice awareness. The when you walk, then you walk around. You see, you go out, you walk around, and practice awareness and karma. You see, you look at your sense objects. Be aware of the sense objects, and they relate to the karma. You see, karma, which is one's own thought, you see. So you see, practice awareness. You see, you know, break time like this. And also meditation session, you know. You see, should put, you know, concentration. So if there's no important things to do, if there's no important things to do, then you just keep silence, you know, just, you see, say, if the talking distracts, if the talking distracts the mind, you know, to practice this, then you see, what you know those things what you know what has been done to, then you see even break times then you see work say, either sitting or working then practice awareness but if talking doesn't distract your mind still you know you see you keep the mind in awareness this and that's very good. So however, you see, during these days, to put more concentration this. Like that. And then use that. Not just living up to that, this result would come, it come, not living just up to that. But you see, you know, but yeah, so therefore, this appearance, this appearance of this enjoyment result of such a karma, good karma, what kind of good karma, such and such. So, therefore, you see, if I don't create good karma again, you see, this result cannot be experienced. You see, so to continue, and then, not only for oneself, but you see, for the other sentient beings. You see, and then when one experiences some suffering result, you see, something, you know, people disrespect or something, then you see, don't treat you well or something, you know, doesn't help you, or doesn't love something, then use that. So this means if I continue. You see, if I continue to need karma, you know, I will experience the problem without end. So therefore, I should abandon the need karma. You know, these negative attitudes. You see, so you use these things as a teaching, or you see that, or you see, to continue to practice. So if we do like this, then. Like this, you see, then the teachings that we hear all the time about karma, all the time, so much teaching all the time. So this, you know, get actualized, or the, you see, something that is related to your own life, rather just studying words. So not living up to the words. The intellect.
我们这些人没什么，就我们这些人，就我们班班班有空的，空多班娃说，嗯，就我们这些人，他们通往这些人的话，去年嘛，那我这些上了，我可能去去嘛，我不去，他们嘛，工作上不定，在工地上班，就跟我说，就是说，在前面叫我自己，我跟他说，我跟他说，给我说，我这个月上班就跟你上班去些了，我说。